Hi everyone, welcome. This is Life Upgrade. This is a broadcast with Tracy Holloway, and I'm delighted to be with you. For the next hour, we'll be focusing our attention on the heart and bringing you some insights to inspire you to live a more heart-centered way, day to day. Plus, there'll be a meditation process to support your inner transformation, helping you let go of those things that hold you back as you step more and more into your true authentic power. There will also be a supercharged energetic activation, inviting a deeper relationship between you and your awakening energy body, so that all that you hear will be integrated more and more deeply through that heart's wisdom and intelligence, making it more easily accessible by you in those day-to-day situations where you require a more intuitive way of being and interacting. Now, in some ways, we're going back to basics a little bit with this session. Many of you have asked me to cover things that you'd like to share with your friends and your family that will really help them on their journey, the ones that are just stepping into this process of awakening. And so in some ways we're going back to basics, but also we're doing that as we can step forward at a greater level. And so though you may hear things that you've heard me say before, you may hear them in a new way. They may just resonate that bit more deeply, make sense that bit more. Or you may just be even more aware now of yourself, of those around you, of the process of awakening generally. And you can see the pitfalls and you can see the stumbling blocks, and you can perhaps be that bit more forgiving of yourself, but also a little more patient with others, so that you can love them and allow this expanded heart energy to support their journey. And so those of you that have been tuning in for a while and know how to hold this wonderful, clear, loving heart space for people's transformational journey, then at this time, as we come together, we're calling in a whole new group of people, those which we're here to support and help with love. And so there's a huge gratitude to each and every one of you. If this is the first time you've ever listened in, you're very welcome. And we're really pleased that you're here to share in this journey with us. And you know, the heart knows everything. Learning to attune to its intuitive guidance can really help support you to become the true you of you. Often people are held back by conditioning perceptions that tell them how they should be, telling you who you are. And a great deal of inner conflict is created by this. This inner conflict can be at the root of many physical health issues, as well as much emotional turmoil, stress, anxiety, and depression. Depression comes from just giving up, you know, just not being able to cope anymore. There can be so much inner conflict to deal with. It can feel impossible to please everyone. There can be a huge guilt associated with pleasing yourself. And so if you're feeling in conflict between pleasing everyone else or pleasing yourself, or not knowing which direction to turn, then your heart will support you to find the answers. There are many reasons why people negate their power, and instead they do what they think will make others happy, leaving themselves feeling resentful. Some people feel ashamed of their feelings and they bury them deep inside so that they come across as a nice person, someone who doesn't cause a scene or rock the boat. And childhood often moulds people to be people pleasers. Those who learn quickly that to survive they must comply, doing whatever needs to be done to smooth things over and keep the peace. Especially those who were parented by people who were perhaps detached, remote, or emotionally unavailable. As these children grow up, they sacrifice everything for any scrap of attention at any level so that they can feel some kind of love. Even the kind of love that comes entangled with abuse. The vibration of their heart has been influenced by these early interactions. Unless time's taken to disentangle the way they were loved or the way you were loved as a child, to change the vibration of the heart, then this pattern will just repeat itself. Pain will be experienced over and over again. An empty sense of never feeling worthy or deserving of anything. Not believing that you can have the best life. Maybe just accepting that pain and suffering and negativity is the norm. Kind of just putting up with your lot. Maybe even feeling to blame that you've created it that way. Maybe even believing that it's a karmic thing. Or that you've made your bed and you have to lie in it. Or all of these other perceptions and beliefs that we have that just keep us stuck in the wrong vibration, in a vibration that doesn't serve us, but just keeps us feeling small and inadequate and worthless, disconnected from a true sense of self, true sense of purpose, true sense of being, true awareness of the greater picture. The picture in which we flow as one with everything, harmonious with all. Unfortunately, many people are living with a bubbling pot of unresolved emotional issues. And often these surface unexpectedly and cause them difficulty in their lives. There can be many coping mechanisms to try and keep the lid on the pot. But sure enough, at those times when you could really do without anything else to deal with, these issues bubble to the top, spill over into life, affecting everything. The new job, the new relationship, the new neighbourhood, the new group of friends. As if the skeletons that you'd carefully locked in the cupboard, they've not only found their way out, they've done it at the worst possible time. And at this moment, you feel so vulnerable, so exposed, so frightened that you have no power to round them up and get them back in the cupboard again. You're just too afraid. And fear is the great destroyer, the undoer. And now with all of that coming out, all of those fears, that fear reigning supreme creates and attracts more and more, taking you down into deeper despair. You hide more deeply than before, and the skeletons, they can come and hide with you, haunting you with their tails. That inner negative self-talk about how rubbish you are or how you're bound to mess everything up and how you always do. You know that kind of dialogue? It's so destructive, but often so automatic, so habitual, so conditioned. In that hidden place of self-neglect, self-abuse and self-loathing. You reaffirm all the things that you dislike about yourself and your life. You perhaps magnify them bigger than ever before. And now imprisoned in the darkness with tall walls all around, all that previous confidence that you'd spent time building up, the love that you tried to give to yourself as a way of remedying the past, all that now seems miles away, almost completely out of reach. You've fallen into an incoherent pattern, a chaos, discord. And whilst in this state, more negativity is attracted to you. As you know, like attracts like. Life can become clearer and easier to navigate when you understand a few basic principles and apply them on a moment by moment, day to day basis. The heart is at the centre of everything. In the same way as the sun is at the centre of our universe. Once you live with the heart at the centre of all that you do, everything will start to flow more easily. This is a natural way of being. It's actually how we're really meant to be. But unfortunately, our world has made us very heady in our minds, thinking all the time. So much thought, fragmenting reality. Of course, the mind's important. It becomes even more useful to us when we use it in association with the heart, rather than separate, as it so often is these days. Heart-centered living doesn't mean being airy-fairy and brainless. It means utilising the intelligence of the heart to program the magnificence of the mind. Bringing heart and mind together to work as one. One unified field of energy to support you in living the life you choose. The heart responds faster than the brain to any outside stimulation. So the intuitive response works in the sequence of heart, brain, and then body response before it becomes conscious. So your heart's always picking up the information from your environment first. When you were tiny, a tiny fetus, your heart developed before your brain. It's your first connection between the physical body and source, divine, universal intelligence. It's your cosmic antennae, transmitting and receiving. The place through which you can receive a greater guiding wisdom. And you can tap into this. You can utilize this power. You can have it working for you in all areas of your life. No matter where you are, no matter who you're with, no matter what you're doing, it's possible for you to be in your heart center. And when you're in your heart center, you automatically help to bring other people into theirs. It's a communication between hearts, but it also brings you into the heart of everything, into divine flow, aligning with the bigger picture, enabling that to unfold through you in your life. You may already know that the heart's electromagnetic field is 5,000 times greater than that of the brain. It can be measured 10 feet beyond your physical body. energy fields constantly intermingle with each other, transmitting and communicating who you are, how you are, and how you're relating with your environment, your immediate environment, and your greater environment. Your relationship with your friends, your family, your work colleagues, and your relationship with the cosmos as a whole, moment by moment. How you relate with one influences how you relate with all. And so it's about finding harmony within all those relationships, so that that greater communication and relationship with the great cosmos can be entered into with an open heart. Grounding that wisdom and that intelligence into all those interactions you have on a day-to-day basis with those people that could otherwise be annoying you, irritating you, pushing your buttons, causing you to react and respond, making you feel out of balance, out of sorts. And so being in this heart-centered space means that you can be in all places, in any environment, with any person, and no matter how they're reacting and responding, what dramas they've got going on, what situations are unfolding in their life, what challenges and difficulties they're having to face. You can be a strong, supporting energy of absolute peace, absolute integrity, absolute trust, absolute love. This can influence them hugely. Sometimes it's not what we do or what we say that makes the biggest difference, but the energy that we hold, the presence that we have. Sometimes it's in the stillness, in the silence, the space that we give others, the space that they have in our presence to connect to their deeper intuitive wisdom, can provide for them more than anything that we could have said with words. So much is beyond language. People are so quick to butt in with the answer, thinking that they know what's best. For another person. But actually, in the quietness, in the stillness, in the moment of space, the heart-centered space, then a person can have a revelation. They can have such an insight into themselves or into their life, way beyond anything that could have been suggested, because it's so pure and so in tune with them and comes from so deep within them that it drives them forward, motivating them to take action. It's their aha moment that makes complete sense to them. And from that point forward, they never have to look back and go round on that same roundabout again. Keep going back over the same problems again. They finally get it. They finally see it. They finally know. And so they are transformed. You can be grateful to yourself for being able to hold that space. But for some people that need to do and say, well, it's a gentle practice to change those habits and to change that way. And sometimes when you're in that heart-centered space, you do have something to say. There is something to share. and that guiding wisdom comes through you. It can sometimes make you wonder where it came from, as those words come out of your mouth and you think, wow, that's cool. I can't believe I just thought of that. Because you've created the space for that intelligence to flow through you, rather than being busy in the mind, trying to work it all out. You've given it the space required for truth to be seen, for what's needed to be shown clearly at exactly the right moment, in exactly the right way. Perfect timing. You just got out of the way. Just let it be. And so it is. And so those moments too can be transformational for yourself and for others and for the world. We're all creating reality together here. And so as we learn to create that more heart-centered life for ourselves, so we join a growing global community of heart-centered living, sharing that energy transmission, being guided by it, being able to accept ourselves, allow that greatness to shine, be more humble, be more grateful, be more sincere. Feelings, awareness, and information sent from the heart to the brain can have a profound effect on the brain's function, introducing heightened intuitive clarity, increasing those feelings of well-being. What you think and feel really does matter, as you're endlessly feeding this information back to yourself. What you put out, you get back. So what are you putting out there? And not just consciously, with your affirmations, when you're positively trying to imprint your desires and wishes and intentions on reality. But what are you actually imprinting unconsciously? Because it's actually the unconscious imprints that will create your reality, because there are so much more of those than conscious ones. And so you may remember a few times a day to be positive and affirming about yourself or your life. But what about all that ruminating in the unconscious, in the subconscious, in the background of the mind? And that's the thing about the unconscious. It's literally that. It's unconscious. So you're not even aware of it. The only way you can be aware of it is by seeing how your reality looks. Because your outwardly expressed reality is an exact printout of that inner information. And so if it's not looking so good, you can be pretty sure that there's unconscious information in the background of your mind that's imprinting itself into your world. Surely it makes sense to feed yourself the highest quality of information, of energy transmission, as this energy, the energy that you receive, that's fed back to you, depending on what you're projecting out, holds you either in a state of balance or a state of imbalance. your predominant or habitual thoughts and feelings feed you. And what you're fed either nourishes you or leaves you feeling undernourished, hungry, unmet, desperately searching to fill the emptiness. And as human beings, we seek fulfillment, a true sense of being complete. And yet this often elusive or lack of deep nourishment at all levels can leave some attempting to fill the gap. And there are so many ways, aren't there, to fill that gap? Choosing dissatisfying relationships or soulless careers or junk food, cigarettes, alcohol, comfort foods, medication, drugs, it's all out there. It all comes from feeling empty inside or dissatisfied at some level, perhaps an unconscious level. And so we look to fill the hole, rather than remembering through heart-centered living that we are whole, whole with a W. We're not whole as in an empty pit, a hole that needs to be filled. But we're awakening and remembering wholeness so that we no longer need, on a mental, emotional level, to attract all of these false things. That no matter how much of them we have, they just leave us wanting more. They're illusory. The heart and brain have to work together. Otherwise, there are so many red herrings, you know, things that we believe in that aren't actually true, or that we believe will give us the answers. But really, we're just left further disappointed or endlessly deceived. And these negative effects of alcohol and drug abuse on the brain, it can be seen now with scans, and unfortunately a growing amount of our teenagers are really suffering from the consequences of this self-soothing culture that's being created through this emptiness, this separation from the heart, from truth, from oneness. The world often leaves many of them feeling empty, disassociated, searching to fill the gap. You may have an inner teenager within you that's still searching, still trying to find what it is that will make them feel as if they belong. Our mainstream culture of self-soothing has given them a intoxicated, loaded kind of dummy to suck. And that's separation again. In general, stress from the chaos of modern living creates a toxic brain hormone, cortisol. And high levels of cortisol over an extended period of time affect areas of the brain, particularly the frontal lobe. And this neural activity can be seen as either light when it's working efficiently, or darkness when this toxicity has negatively influenced it. And this will leave a person unable to control the negativity within themselves, unable to control their negative thoughts and feelings, And this can create depression, anxiety, but can be at the root of a lot of aggressive responses and reactions. And even with this overload of cortisol and this lack of light in the brain, a new awareness of heart intelligence can be utilized to support transformation, activating and reawakening the deeper, more powerful light within the heart. Neuroscientists discovered over 40,000 nerve cells, neurons in the heart, meaning that the heart has its own independent nervous system, clarifying at last that the heart really does have a brain of its own, a super brain. Supports the heart energy, the pure intention of love, the communication throughout this great cosmos. And it's through this intelligence of the heart that a personal transformation can take place, activating you to a whole new exciting level. It's not a quick fix, an instant quick fix, but more the introduction of a new way of being. With the heart at the centre of everything, guiding your life, awakening you to presence. But of course, every moment has a choice. Every moment asks you to stand fully present in your heart, or be in the past, lost in some story, some drama, some negativity from years ago, or perhaps earlier in the day. Regardless of where the mind wants to wander, particularly in its negative state. If it wants you thinking about how you can get revenge and generating all of those malicious feelings about something that happened years ago that was triggered by a memory, something similar today, then you have a choice. Every moment gives you a choice. Hold on or let go. Hold on to the past. Let go into the present. Every moment a choice. And there's just one thing you need to know today. And that's that the energy of your heart, which directs the course of your life moment by moment, is either in a coherent wave or an incoherent wave. It's either in chaos or it's in order. It's either in balance or imbalance. It's either one or the other. There's only this simple choice to make every moment. And when you practice, when you become more aware, it becomes a state of being. You don't even have to think about it anymore. All the old beliefs and the behaviours and attitudes and fears and anxieties and stresses, they all just fall away. That's the power that the heart provides you with, to enable you to let go completely, to surrender fully, and to allow your totality to be birthed fully in every moment through being completely present, to acknowledge the power you have to choose the way that you are, and to invite the energy that you need to support you. That energy is always available to you. The energy of your coherent heart's rhythm is always calling you forth. But the stories of the past, the stuff we tell ourselves, the skeletons in the cupboard, the bubbling pot, All of that can make us think that it's too hard to come out of the darkness, the difficulties, the depressions. But actually it's harder to stay stuck in all that, because the true energy of the heart is so huge and so powerful that you only have to say yes to it. It will support you completely and forever. You have to say yes to it at every moment. As soon as you say no, you're back in that incoherent, discordant, negative state. Coherence is that state of balance between the heart and brain, and this eliminates stress completely. Coherence increases creativity and gives that peace of mind, optimizing your physical well-being and health. This powerful coherence starts in the heart's rhythm, gently focusing on the breath. And this is why meditation is such a powerful tool for personal transformation. It brings coherence, balance to mind and body. And so this coherent rhythm is stimulated by your positive emotions. Gratitude, forgiveness, love, appreciation. As you feel these qualities, as you allow them to flow through you, they are imprinted into the field around you, supporting you, coming back to you. When this heart rhythm pattern is smooth and ordered, this synchronizes the rhythm of the brain, nervous system, organs and glands, and creates harmony for your whole body. The other choice, which kind of gets chosen if there's already a lot of negativity in the mind, we get kind of stuck in this trap or in this repeated pattern. So the first step is to break away from this. In fact, the first step is just to be aware of the difference when you're in coherence or incoherence, when you're in harmony, disharmony. It's a choice. Incoherence disrupts the balance, creates this ripple of chaos in this otherwise harmonious flow. If you're feeling frustrated or angry, this information is then imprinted into the magnetic field and then is fed back to you. You know, when you think the world's against you and everyone's around you being mean. And patterns like these disrupt the harmony of the field, affecting all the systems of your body. And this can then show up as ill health or imbalance in the emotions or all those difficult life situations, or that drama when it feels completely out of your control. It is in your control. I'm not saying that life isn't full of challenges, but challenges can feel like amazing opportunities to grow in greater love and trust and truth and gratitude and forgiveness when you're living in that heart-centered space. It doesn't feel like the world's against you and you're being battered by the storm and that you hate everything and that it's just too much. That's when you're in an incoherent pattern. And so coming back to the heart, first step to changing that. You can't change it from that place of incoherence because it just creates yet more of the same. You have to come into the heart. Incoherent rhythms and discordant patterns are caused by all this negative emotional stuff, all these responses and thoughts and feelings like guilt and shame and anger and frustration and worry. All that negative self-talk, the skeletons in the closet, things that make you feel uncomfortable, on edge, overwhelmed. When you engage with this energy, when you engage with these thoughts and feelings, you're automatically resonating in that incoherent pattern. And this, yeah, just attracts more of the same. Once you know that there are simply two waves to choose from, then you're super empowered to choose which one you want to resonate with, which will support you. Making a switch from incoherence to coherence is as easy as changing from a negative thought to a positive one, from a negative situation to a positive one, from a negative perception to a positive one. And the influence this simple conscious choice has on your energetic body is the difference between health and well-being. Imbalance, disorder, disease. Do you want to feel great? It's about being centered in the universe, flowing with it, surrender. Trusting, allowing, not battling the elements, feeling chewed up by reality. You're creating it all. You may be creating it from your mind. You may be creating it from your unconscious mind. So learning to drop deep into the heart and live from this coherent pattern, this harmonious space, imprints the fields of information around you. These then become your environment that guide you, that support you, that transmit to you, creating the relevant thoughts and feelings about yourself and your interactions and your relationships with the immediate and greater environment. And so from this heart-centered place, these can be not only harmonious and serene and sincere and beautiful, they can also bring you that intuitive clarity that enables you to let go more deeply than ever before, trusting more, believing in yourself, allowing the bigger picture to unfold, with you at the heart of all. We have time to drop into a deep meditation now and just integrate all of this information. Those of you that haven't closed your eyes yet, then this would be a good time to do that. I'm going to take you through a short meditation process, and within this we're going to weave a super empowering activation. This process is going to continue to work with you not only through your sleep over the next few days, but in the interactions that you have with the people that you meet, with the environment that you're in, just to help to ground and embody what you understand so that you can get an experience of how easy it is to move from coherence to incoherence. Just going to focus on your breathing. Focus on the breath moving into your body, the breath moving out. The simplest and easiest way to relax yourself is to just take a few easy breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth. Just by taking a moment to breathe in this way, you're already dropping deep into your heart, becoming aware of your heart, becoming aware of its power. Your heart's responsible for pumping blood throughout the blood vessels of your circulatory system, repeating this rhythmic contraction. Allow yourself to feel the ebb and flow, the expanding and the contracting as the breath opens, releases, breathing in, breathing out. Allow this breath, this circuit, to flow throughout your entire body. As if you're breathing from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. And the energy is coming out the top of your head, spanning out and circulating down and up through the soles of your feet and up through your body and out through the top of your head and round and down and up through your feet. You can do it both ways. You can have it coming in through the top of your head and out through the bottoms of your feet. And you can have other waves coming in through the bottom of your feet and out through the tops of your head, through the top of your head. There's no limit to the amount of waves that you can become conscious of. There are so many of them moving in and out of you. Energetic waves supporting you, flowing through you. The wave of sound, waves of heat, waves of light, electrical waves, magnetic waves, electromagnetic waves, pressure waves. Become aware of these waves flowing, creating circuits of energy throughout your body and out into the environment around you. Energy circuits within and around. You can expand this energy layers upon layers upon layers of energetic information supporting you, holding you in a state of love, flowing through you, reminding you how amazing you are, how precious, how you're connected to everything. And as you become aware of these waves of heart energy expanding out all around you, they connect to the heart of every other person that you know, and all those people that you don't know. Your heart and their heart connected through a wave of love, a wave of acceptance, a wave of forgiveness. You can allow everyone to receive that wave of forgiveness from your heart, can't you? Allow that circuit to flow throughout the entire world and back to you, free flowing, forgiving everyone, forgiving yourself, completing the circuit, allowing it to move fully and eternally without resistance, without obstacle, without objection. Allow true forgiveness to flow without needing to judge, without needing to fear or doubt or worry or stress. Through this heart's coherent rhythm, forgiveness is everything, is everywhere. And as you forgive, so you're forgiven. You will allow yourself to feel that, to be forgiven completely by every other heart that's ever been, all those now that you know, those you don't know, and those that came before, and those that are yet to come. That you're a space through which true forgiveness flows. Fully present to the heart's power, the true empowered heart. That forgives everything. Feel that energy. Allow every cell of your body to feel it fully. To recode that pattern of information, printing a new wave, restoring balance. Bringing light, bringing truth. Bringing the new heart frequency activation. You're ready to receive this activation. Allow yourself to open your heart more fully than ever before. To know that you deserve to be loved. To know that you are here to know true love. To open your heart fully to what this means. And to experience this in physical reality here on earth at this time, to ground this frequency. And to allow all of the old, dense energy and information that gets in the way of this to be released now. Just let it go. There's no need to hold on. There's no need to be held back. There's no need to create a prison. Can take down all of those walls. You are safe now. You're here to be you now. Drop the mask, the disguise, the hiding. And see yourself in the mirror of the heart. See your true reflection radiating back at you as you receive this deeper activation to the true essence of you, taking you back to the heart of all. To that place where you knew how to be at one with everything. That place that you remember, where intuition flows, where acceptance is, where heart-centered power flows. Release yourself into remembering the true essence of that pure heart frequency. It's at the very heart of you. It's being recalled, reactivated, reinstalled, remembered. Resonate with this completely now. Reach into the very heart of you. To the highest, purest octave of this coherent rhythm, and say yes to your own unique expression, your own unique point of power within it. Personal awakening. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Not just now, but every moment from now on. In all of those situations, in all of those places, with all of those people, say yes to your heart. Allow this to guide you. Recognize the power that you have to love, to forgive, to be grateful, to receive, to allow, to flow, to be. This is your moment to say yes to you and to be restored as one throughout all eternity. And so it is. Rest deeply. Let go more fully. This is your time to receive.